Okay, good evening to everybody. The topic of tonight's shiur is the use of electronic appliances on Shabbos and electricity on Shabbos, chashmal, and the use of electricity in general over the course of Shabbos. Although typically when we would discuss the sugya of electricity and use of electricity on Shabbos, one would begin by discussing the actual malacha, prohibition, and under what and which of the 39 labors of Shabbos would fall under. I'd like to do something a little bit different and start with electronic appliances, using them and setting them up on Erev Shabbos, having them work for us on Shabbos, and creating a scenario and situation where we would have an electronic appliance that would go into in on mode if we were and can set it up on Shabbos proper. So in terms of which malacha falls under, that I'd like to discuss next week. But to begin on topic of chashmal on Shabbos, let's start with the following scenario. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, in Sach Shabbos, in the end of the first chapter, Perak Aleph, Atam Yud Zayin, and Yuchet, Paskin, and Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Reish Nun Beis, Sifim Aleph, and Sif Hei, that a person is permitted to do any prohibited labor using any electronic appliance or the like, or using any melacha, or doing any melacha, and beginning that labor on Erev Shabbos, and the melacha can continue into Shabbos itself. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is, Mutu lahaskil b'malacha b'Erev Shabbos, samuch l'chashecha, a person is permitted to engage in any of the 39 prohibited labors on Erev Shabbos, afal pi sheni yachol gamar b'yivol yom, even though it's going to be an impossibility for me to finish doing that prohibited labor on Erev Shabbos, and it's going to automatically go into Shabbos. So Shabbos starts at 7 o'clock. I'm going to start putting up or setting up a system to trap an animal on Erev Shabbos, even though I know that the only time the animal is actually going to get caught is post-Shabbos at 9 in the evening. That's permitted because I set it up on Erev Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'hi nigmeres me'ela b'Shabbos. As long as the action has been set up to go into effect in Erev Shabbos, the fact that it actually takes place on Shabbos proper, eino mala v'eino mora, that doesn't affect the propriety of doing so on Erev Shabbos, and absolutely permitted. The Mishnah, the Gemara there, the Shulchan Aruch enumerates a number of practical examples. The Shulchan Aruch says and says, hey, mutu liftoch mayim legina, a person is permitted to open up his sprinkler system on Erev Shabbos, and the sprinkler system can continue watering the lawn the entire Shabbos, as long as it's set up before Shabbos. Similarly, I can place any type of machinery into action on Erev Shabbos, as long as it's started on Erev Shabbos, the fact that it will continue on to Shabbos proper is absolutely permitted. So ordinarily, it's prohibited to kindle a fire on Shabbos. But of course, I'm permitted to light a candle on Erev Shabbos, even though it's going to continue burning on Shabbos proper. Of course, it's prohibited to trap an animal on Shabbos, but I could set up an animal trap prior to Shabbos. It's prohibited to color any fabric or to soak any dye or solutions on Shabbos proper. But certainly, I could set up a system where I place the fabric or soak it in any dye solution on Erev Shabbos, and the dyeing continues throughout the course of Shabbos. So those are all absolutely permitted, so long as I begin the malach on Erev Shabbos and it goes and continues into Shabbos itself. There are, however, some exceptions to this rule, and those exceptions that I'd like to discuss this evening. The first is one that we mentioned in passing, and that's the malach abishal when it comes to shehiyah, that we know that it's prohibited to place something on a flame on Erev Shabbos, even though, according to what we just explained, that seemingly as long as I do abishal on Erev Shabbos, I start cooking on Erev Shabbos, I could continue cooking all of Shabbos. However, when it comes to leaving raw food on the fire, a notable exception to this concept is such because of the fact that I'm concerned that if I leave something raw on the flame before Shabbos, I might wind up stoking the coals, turning on the heat higher and lower, making the flame higher and lower, and therefore, as a result, a notable exception to this rule of preparing an activity before Shabbos, whose results will take place on Shabbos, which is typically permitted, leaving raw food on the fire is going to be prohibited. I have to make sure to have a blech. I have to make sure that the food is going to be reach a stage of ma'achal ben drosai, half-cooked, and once that's the case, then it's fine. So certainly when it comes to leaving raw food on the fire, that is a problem, even though this rule tells us that as long as something starts on Erev Shabbos, it's permitted to keep it going on Shabbos, but leaving raw food on the fire is going to be a problem. The second exception to the rule is that which the Rambam mentions here in Siman Reish and Beis Sif Hei, and that is if one has noisy equipment, if the equipment that you are using on Erev Shabbos and the malacha will not be completed on Erev Shabbos, but it's going to continue into Shabbos proper, the Rambam mentions Yesh Osrim Brechaim, it's prohibited to use any mill, even though the work began on Erev Shabbos, Sheyesh Lachush LaHashma Askol. We're concerned about the noise. And so therefore, noisy equipment that begins use on Erev Shabbos and goes into Shabbos proper is going to be a problem. Now, what's the difference if it's noisy equipment versus equipment that's quiet? So this is a machlokas Rishonim in Rashi and the Smak, the Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha and Siman Beis notes this machlokas, and there are two potential possibilities. Rashi notes something called Avsha Milsa Zilusa de Shabbos. The noise takes away from the serenity of Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be calm, it's supposed to be quiet, it's not supposed to be a day of work, and as a result, if there's noisy equipment that's going around the house, around the yard, or wherever I am, so where is the serenity of Shabbos? Where is the aura of Shabbos? And as a result, Rashi says that although fundamentally it's permitted to begin a malach on Erev Shabbos, that will continue on Shabbos, when it comes to noisy equipment, all bets are off as a result of the loud noise, and therefore is the Zilvul Shabbos. The Smack has a different reason, and the Smack explains that it's nothing to do with an embarrassment and disgrace for Shabbos, but if you see and hear noise, one will get the impression that you're doing work on Shabbos proper. Nobody's going to know that the machine has been running from before Shabbos. It's not common knowledge that that's taking place. But when there's noise coming from home, or there's a machine that's running on Shabbos, even though you started Erev Shabbos, not everybody knows that. And as a result, the concern is going to be one of Maris Lion, and everybody and anybody is going to think that you're running your house not on a Shabbos set up, but rather you're doing work on Shabbos. The Ramah mentions, therefore, that as a result, all noisy equipment is problematic. The Ramah, however, is not so adamant, because he does quote one opinion that says that it's absolutely permitted to do so. The second opinion is that it's usur. However, the Ramah does say, lechatchila, the custom is to be stringent and not to use any noisy machinery, even though you began the work on Erev Shabbos and it goes into Shabbos proper. However, even the Ramah, who says that lechatchila one should be cautious and not to do such a thing, there are two or three exceptions to this rule. The first is the makom seda, in a situation of financial loss. If for whatever reason, the fact that you're setting up your equipment on Erev Shabbos and it goes into Shabbos and is noisy, but the fact that you're going to be prohibited to do such a thing is going to cause you financial loss, the Ramah says it's permitted. And the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, in explaining this halacha, quoting the Magen Avraham, does yachol lismoch adeya rishona shemekeles litini bodyom. Because here, when it comes to a financial loss, the Torah and Chazal are sensitive to one's financial gains. And as a result, if there's going to be a tremendous amount of loss of money because of the fact that the machine is not running on Shabbos, therefore one can rely on the lenient opinion that the Ikra Din is absolutely permitted. That's the first leniency of the Ramah. The Ramah is the second leniency, and that is the Makom Mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah situation, on whatever level we're talking about, that if one does not leave the machinery running on Erev Shabbos, that one will not have the opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, therefore it's going to be permitted. What's an example? The Ramah says, Mutter lahamid kli mishkalo shekorin zeiger. A person can set up an alarm clock to go off on Shabbos, as long as it's set up on Erev Shabbos. Afal pi shemashmiya kol, even though it's making a noise, lehodiya hashos b'Shabbos. Ki hakol yodin shedarkom lahamido me'asmo. Everybody knows that it's been set up to go into effect on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Everybody knows that. Now, this ruling of the Ramah has one of two possible reasons. One reason is because I need to wake up and I need to get to shul. I need to use that clock for a mitzvah purpose. So therefore, when it comes to the Makom Mitzvah, the poskim understand that the Ramah means that although it's generally forbidden to leave on a noisy machine, but when it comes to the use of a mitzvah, one will be permitted to do so. The simple reading, however, of the Ramah, the reason why it'd be mutter to do that, because everybody knows that you set it to go on Erev Shabbos. That's the basis for why the Smak said it's prohibited to use any noisy machinery on Erev Shabbos, even though it's going from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, because of the fact that nobody knows. But in a situation where everybody knows, for example, a clock, an alarm clock, and the like, in that particular circumstance, it's going to be permitted. So therefore, We have three potential leniencies, even when we want to be noheg lechatchila, not to set up noisy machinery on Erev Shabbos to continue working on Shabbos proper. It's still permitted in a situation where everybody knows it begins on Erev Shabbos. It's still permitted under a financial loss or financial situation, or when it comes to any mitzvah particular opportunity. Some practical applications of this would be as follows. A radio or a stereo would be prohibited to keep on Erev Shabbos to continue running it on Shabbos. The TV, although I set it to go off on Erev Shabbos and it's turned on Erev Shabbos and it continues going on Shabbos, I didn't turn it on Shabbos. I didn't turn it on during the meal. I didn't turn it on throughout the course of the Shabbos day. But the fact that I set it up on Erev Shabbos, one might suggest that it's permitted. However, the fact that it's noisy, the fact that it's taking away from the serenity of the Shabbos, or the fact that individuals are going to hear the noise and recognize the noise, therefore it's going to be prohibited. Another example would be setting up a dishwasher to go on Erev Shabbos, to continue on Shabbos, or a washing machine and a dryer that I throw in a number of things into the laundry on Erev Shabbos, and it continues. The laundry didn't finish working on Erev Shabbos. I wasn't able to finish the job before Shabbos, and it continues running throughout the beginning of Shabbos. Is that permitted or is that prohibited? Now, one could argue that washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, and laundry are all noisy. And as a result of the noise, so Rashi would tell you that's called the Zilzal Shabbos. And similarly, the Smack, who the Mishnah Berurah quotes, would also tell you that it's a problem because one will think that you're running it on Shabbos proper. However, today our washing machines, our dryers, our dishwashers are quite quiet, and one may or may not even know that it's running on Shabbos. There certainly would be room to argue that if your washing machine or your dishwasher or your dryer or any of those electric appliances are in a space or an area in the house that is off to the side or quieter, and you set it up on Erev Shabbos and the dishwasher or the dryer or the laundry has been running for some time and it doesn't complete in time for lighting candles, there would be room to argue that one would be permitted to keep it going on Shabbos proper. However, certainly there is room to be machmir out of concern that maybe it will make noise, or maybe somebody will see, or maybe somebody will know. Now, when we talk about a loud noise, how loud are we talking about? Moshe Feinstein and Tshuva says anything that is loud enough that it can be heard outdoors is a problem. Anything that the noise cannot be heard outdoors is permitted. So therefore, even an alarm clock is permitted to be used because everybody knows that you set it up on Erev Shabbos. Nonetheless, if it's going to wake up a neighbor or if it's going to be so loud that it's going to go on throughout the house, one should be careful. Certainly to use an alarm clock to wake one up for shul or to, and the like, for, as we said, it's a mitzvah purpose and everybody knows that you set it up on Shabbos, it's going to be permitted. But certainly at the same time, one has to be cautious and careful and remember that if it's loud, it's going to be a problem. We're machmir for the opinion of the Ramah that anything that's loud takes away from the serenity of the Shabbos or gives one the impression that it's running on Shabbos. So therefore, if it is quieter or if it's in a situation where it can't be heard at all, we will permit it. Furthermore, even if it's loud in a situation of a mitzvah, in a situation of financial loss, a situation of discomfort, we also are going to permit it. So certainly when it comes to all areas of beginning malach on Erev Shabbos, continuing on to Erev Shabbos, we are makil. But be careful if something is too noisy. A fascinating application of this halacha was a landmark tshuva of the Maharshag. Shmuel Greenfield, again, Hungarian posek, was asked a question regarding setting up a vending machine, that a Jewish-owned vending machine that was in a space or in a place where it was theoretically one would have purchased something over the course of Shabbos. We're not going to get involved if it's Jews purchasing or non-Jews purchasing, getting into problems with Lifnei Iver, Lo Sita Michal, but would that be permitted? And the Marshag refers to our Siman and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish and Gimel, Siman Reish and Beis, and says that as long as the work has been set up and automated, does not require human intervention, and it was set up on Erev Shabbos, the fact that it's working on Shabbos has nothing to do with me. Furthermore, even though there are authorities who say that setting up a transaction to go into effect on Shabbos proper is prohibited, in this case, I never set up a transaction specifically to take place on Shabbos. It just happened. Somebody walks by and decides to purchase something and buy something, so then it was decided to do so. But in another circumstance, that not necessarily is the true. In this circumstance, when I don't know if somebody's going to purchase or buy something in this vending machine. That is the opinion of the Maharshag, a well-known tshuva of the Maharshag. So this all deals with situations of purchasing something or setting up a machine to work on Erev Shabbos to go into Shabbos proper. However, let's talk about another scenario. And also a landmark tshuva for Moshe Feinstein and Rachaim Chelek Dalet Simon Samach, for Moshe was asked a very different question regarding electricity. In a situation not where I'm setting up something on Erev Shabbos to go into effect on Shabbos, for Moshe was rather asked if I could use a timer to set up an oven to start cooking on Shabbos and to have food warmed up for the Shabbos day meal. And I would arrange through an alarm, through a timer, that the oven should go into effect, should be warm, and should set up the food to be warm at Shabbos day at 12 o'clock. It'll go on, it'll be ready for a 1 o'clock meal. Is there any problem with that or not? So Moshe begins his tshuva, Siman Samech and Rachaim Chelek Dalet, referring to our Gemara as well, and says that the potential is there. Because if the Gemara says that I could start doing something on Erev Shabbos and it continues going on to Shabbos, maybe I can set up something to go automatically on Shabbos itself. However, Rav Moshe notes that it's usher. Rav Moshe has 2 to 3 different reasons why this is a problem. The first explains is that when it comes to our scenario, I've done everything and I've set everything up on Erev Shabbos and the Malacha is happening already on Erev Shabbos, prior to Shabbos, and whatever happens after, happens after. But I've set up something to go into effect on Erev Shabbos. However, when I automatically create the scenario where the item or the electronic appliance is working on Shabbos day and it starts working on Shabbos day, that the Gemara never said is okay. To call melacha to osa adam melacha bishul v'yamada sakadeo gabeish, says the Moshe, when I start something in Erev Shabbos, I finish the melacha, I perform the melacha on Erev Shabbos. But heicha shadayim lo shayach l'achshiv kenasa melacha, when I can't even imagine that I didn't even do anything on Erev Shabbos, but it's only going into effect, and it's only beginning to be done on Shabbos proper, that Rav Moshe says is awesome. So Moshe's maskana l'halacha is that it's prohibited to set up a timer to turn on an oven on Shabbos, even though it only is set up by itself. I've set up the system to go into effect on Shabbos. But the fact that nothing happened on Erev Shabbos is a problem. Rav Moshe furthermore says 2 things which are quite interesting. He says, L'anius daiti pashat. To me, says Rav Moshe, it's absolutely prohibited. Why? Because were Chazal to have known that this would have occurred, who would have known 1,000 years ago that we would be able to create a scenario where a timer can do malacha for any of us on Shabbos? If Baruch Shemhaya Bizmana Tanayim Bamarayim, were timers to have been created in the times of Chazal, Hayo Osunzeh, K'mosh Asru Amiru La'akum Itamzeh. Ramosha says this takes away from Shabbos in its entirety, Ramosha says, that one could set up a factory, one can set up an entire household, one can set up their entire system to work on Shabbos proper if I could set up everything on Erev Shabbos. And where is Shabbos going to be? So almost prophetically, Ramosha writes, 40 years ago, that were we, or will there come a time when theoretically everything can happen automatically through electronic appliances, and you could set everything up on Erev Shabbos to happen on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, Chazal would have answered it, and therefore says Rav Moshe, the same thing is true here as well, that we can't do it. Furthermore, Rav Moshe says that it's a zilzul of Shabbos, it takes away from the sanctity of Shabbos, it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, and it's not something that should be done. Rav Moshe's opinion has been very widely accepted by many of his students. However, Rav Moshe does note that when there was one exception to this rule, and that's when it comes to lights. When it comes to setting up one's lights throughout and activating lights on Shabbos, Rav Moshe says that it's absolutely permitted. And Rav Moshe's basis for the heter in that situation is because in the times of Chazal, the Gemara notes, in the times of Rishonim, many people found heterim, or there were heterim that the Rishonim stated, to already use electricity for light specifically on Erev Shabbos, either through Amir Lahakum, based upon an opinion of the Bala Itter that's quoted by the Raman Shulchan Aruch. So therefore Moshe says that since there was basis for heter to use electricity for light specifically on Erev Shabbos, therefore to use a timer for electricity for light specifically on Erev Shabbos is absolutely fine. And the common custom today, as we're all familiar, many people do indeed use timers when it comes to setting up their house with lights throughout Shabbos, and that is permitted. Furthermore, another notable exception is air conditioning. Many people set up their air conditioning to go on Shabbos throughout the course of the day. And two basic reasons why that would be permitted. One, it's common knowledge that an air conditioner is usually activated by a Shabbos clock, since everybody knows that nobody's going to suspect me of turning it on Shabbos. The fact that it's loud, the fact that it's noisy doesn't take away from that because everybody understands and knows that that's what I'm doing. But in another situation where one doesn't necessarily know that that's the case, there would be reason to be suspect, and as a result, it would be prohibited. But an air conditioner and using a timer to turn on lights would be permitted. So the two areas that we discussed this evening to bring our discussion to a close would be starting a malacha on Erev Shabbos and continuing on Shabbos, and then setting up a system to go into effect on Shabbos proper. Although the Gemara and the Mishnah, the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch passage in Siman Reish Nun Beis, that I could set up a system on Erev Shabbos that begins working on Erev Shabbos to continue on Shabbos, that's permitted. However, when it comes to leaving raw food on the fire, when it comes to noisy equipment, electronic appliances, it's a problem. There are exceptions to the rule. As we mentioned, when it comes to financial need, when it comes to mitzvah, when it comes to something that everybody knows about, then it's going to be permitted. However, when it comes to something that's noisy and there's no reason for it, there's no basis for it, and it's taking away from the serenity, the sanctity, and the aura of Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Furthermore, on the second note, according to Moshe Feinstein, setting up a system, a electronic system to go into effect on Shabbos is also a problem. The exception in those two in that case would be electricity for lights and for an air conditioner. Next week we'll continue talking about using electricity on Shabbos proper and the basis of why we do not use electricity on Shabbos. Have a good night.